The time is 6 o'clock. This is Radio Ghana. The news presented by Barbara Yakubu
and Jonathan Thompson.
In the headlines, President Mahama on annual leave. Committee report on Tobinco drug issue indicts both FDA and Tobinco Pharmaceuticals. Police committed to reducing crime during Yuletide. UN Chief asks security to beef up security. UN Chief asks Security Council to beef up security in South Sudan amid escalating fighting, and former Argentine President Fernando de la Rúa cleared of bribery charges, but says the summary by Jonathan.
President John Mahama has taken a short annual leave, which started yesterday. The president and his family left Accra for the United Arab Emirates yesterday for the Christmas holidays. His second-in-command, Vice President Denisa Atta, will act as president. The committee set up by the Ministry of Health to look into the Food and Drugs Authority Tobinco fake drug saga has indicted both organizations for the lapses that led to the release of unregistered drugs onto the market. The committee recommended that Tobinco be made to return containers of unregistered drugs currently at the Tema port. It condemned the board chairman of the Food and Drugs Authority, Samuel Asante-Boateng, for being the board chairman at the same time consulting for Tobinco, which smacks of conflict of interest. The police have reiterated its commitment to reducing crimes during the Yuletide and beyond. Speaking on Behind the News, the public relations officer at the Public Affairs Directorate, DSP Frimantete, said the police are enforcing the ban on firecrackers to the letter. He said the police will not hesitate to bring anyone found culpable to book. UN Chief Ban Ki-moon has urged the Security Council to add 5,500 troops to the 7,000-strong force in South Sudan amid escalating fighting there. His plea comes as new details emerge of alleged ethnic killing committed during more than a week of violence. And Argentina's former president, Fernando de la Rúa, has been cleared of bribery charges. The case, which lasted almost 2 years, is said to be politically motivated. Mr. De La Rúa and seven others were absolved of charges of paying out bribes estimated at $5 million to a group of senators as the country faced an economic collapse 13 years ago. But judges ruled the case in favor of Mr. De La Rúa, stating that the evidence against him was not strong enough.
Radio Ghana, meeting the news challenge with credible information.
President John Mahama has taken a short annual leave commencing yesterday, December 23. The president and his family left Accra yesterday morning for the United Arab Emirates for the Christmas holidays. In his absence, Vice President Kwesi Imisa-Atta will act as president.
Today is Christmas Eve, a day before Christians mark the birth of Jesus Christ. The celebration, which is normally held in the night, is to usher in the birth of Jesus Christ. It is characterized by church services, enactment of his birth, and gospel teachings. It is also considered one of the most significant celebrations in Christendom and the Western world, where it is widely observed as a full or partial holiday in anticipation of Christmas Day. In Ghana, similar activities will take place. Barbara Yakubu had a chat with Reverend Father Blaise Attachi of the St. Thomas More Catholic Church on the day. He asked Christians to remember the poor and the vulnerable in the season.
Twenty-fourth night or midnight mass is a church service that traditionally starts late in the evening. Christian tradition holds that Jesus was born at night, hence a midnight mass. One reason why these celebrations occur on Christmas Eve is that the traditional Christian liturgical day starts at sunset, an inheritance from the Jewish tradition. This practice is based on the story of creation in the book of Genesis, and there was evening and there was morning, the first day. This structure for the liturgical day is followed for all feast days throughout the year in the Eastern Rite, and it is retained for Christmas in the West, where the liturgical day ordinarily begins at midnight. Many churches still ring their bells and hold prayers in the evening. The idea of Jesus born at night is reflected in the fact that Christmas Eve is referred to as the Holy Night or the Good Night, Reverend Father Blaise Atachi of the St. Thomas More Catholic Church at Achimota explains the significance of the day.
Well, the significance of the Christmas Eve, or 24th night as we call this, is that it marks the start of the Christmas season and the Christmas festivity. And for us Christians, we try to relive the whole event that took place over 2,000 years ago by holding a vigil or evening service. And just like the shepherds in the Bible, who upon the announcement of Jesus' birth hastened to see that marvelous event and adore the Christ child, we also, through prayers, the singing of carols, and reflection on passages that speak about the birth of the Savior, anticipate the birth of the child that changed human history and our destiny. So church celebration is often characterized by a joyous and yet solemn atmosphere that is perhaps best captured by the hymn Silent Night, Holy Night. So it's not a service for children, even though naturally they enjoy it best. I want to urge all Christians to observe it as truly a Christian festive occasion. Go to church and thank God for the gift of Christ and all the blessings that he
gives. What impact does it bring to us?
The package, in that it marks the beginning of the Christmas season. So it's a continuous thing. And Christmas Eve is the beginning of this celebration of the birth of Christ. It's like the anticipation, but it's also, in a way, part of the celebration of Christ's death. And we rejoice that God has fulfilled his word, fulfilled his promise by sending his son to become one with us, one of us, and to save us. It's also a manifestation of God's love for us, and that is what we celebrate.
Reverend Father Blaise Atachi of the St. Thomas More Catholic Church, in that piece on Christmas Eve, put together by my colleague, Barbara Yakubu.
On the eve of Christmas, various workers' unions are issuing statements expressing goodwill and facilitation. The local government workers and health service workers' union are some of the organizations that have sent out solidarity messages. We bring you details of their statements.
In its statement, the local government workers' union pledged that it will ensure that members work harder in 2014 and beyond to help the political and administrative heads of metropolitan, municipal and district assemblies and departments under the local government service to provide efficient and effective programs for communities. The union commended the patience and dedication to duty of Ghanaian workers, especially employees of MMDAs, for playing their roles in the national development agenda. It said it will in the new year ensure that its members with MMDAs taxed with revenue mobilization take the necessary measures to achieve the projected revenue targets towards the execution of development projects. The local government workers union noted that since workers of MMDAs are at the grassroots, any lapses on their part in discharging their duties can have dire consequences for development at the local level. He expressed disappointment at the mountain of refuse heaped in most communities and urged union members with responsibility for sanitation to help tackle the deteriorating situation head on. It is the conviction of the local government workers union that the various structures of the local government service will be put in place to ensure participation at the local level in mobilizing and utilizing resources to ensure development. This obviously will give meaning to Ghana's decentralization reform initiative. For its part, the Health Services Workers Union noted that the Labour Front has been confronted with some major challenges in the single spine pay policy vis-a-vis agitations in the areas of implementation of outstanding issues. Among them are fair placement of some workers' pay levels and the payment of 8 months' salary arrears by government after the negotiated 10% base pay for the single spine by the Public Services Joint Standing Negotiating Committee. The statement signed by the General Secretary Abu Kuntolo pointed out that astronomical increases in utility tariffs have been a major challenge to the union, considering the fact that water and electricity are basic necessities. It said in the coming year, the union is going to intensify education and training as well as resolving membership welfare issues.
Those were messages of goodwill from the local government and health services workers union.
Now, the NDC has extended its best wishes to Ghanaians on the occasion of Christmas. The party shares in the belief that Christmas is a unique occasion of for mankind to preach peace and goodwill to all men. In a statement, the party urged Ghanaians to preach love, forgiveness and reconciliation regardless of religion, creed and tribe. The NDC reiterates its belief on this special occasion that the bond of love and unity among the people has undoubtedly earned Ghana an invaluable recognition as a very peaceful democratic country with an enviable record of upholding the rule of law and freedom of expression, which are essential requirements in any multi-party democratic environment. It therefore urged Ghanaians to cherish the nation's sense of patriotism, unity and love, which has sustained the country over decades. On this special occasion, the NDC appealed to motorists and Ghanaians in general to observe strictly the traffic regulations, drive safely and be moderate in their celebration to ensure a very peaceful and enjoyable Christmas.
The NPP is also extending warm greetings to all Ghanaians, especially Christians, as they celebrate Christmas. In a statement issued by the national chairman of the party, Jake Obetchebelamti, the NPP said this period in the life of Christians serves as a moment of celebration and sober reflection, particularly as it is observed at the end of the year. It says 2013 has been a year of mixed fortunes. The party thanks God for helping them survive some very difficult times, with particular reference to the unprecedented reported cases of corruption and the uncertain future Ghanaians are faced with, given the dwindling economy. They join all Ghanaians to pray for peace, prosperity, success, better economic direction, and more importantly, unity for 2014 and beyond.
Now let's talk more about the celebration of Christmas. Dressing of beds by foul dealers for their customers at a point of sale is not a new phenomenon. This is normally highly patronized during festivities such as Christmas, Easter and the New Year. This year's celebration is not different. According to the foul dealers, for the past 5 years, each time the consumer buys a bird, they slaughter and dress the bird based on their request. Radio Ghana finds out if this has any way increased sales of birds. A report by Mary Atule.
Christmas is always associated with merrymaking to mark the birth of the Savior Jesus Christ. As such, Christians every year celebrate this day by preparing special meals for their families and friends. One bird that comes to mind during this celebration is chicken or guinea fowl. Due to the difficult nature of slaughtering and dressing birds for meals, many people resort to buying frozen birds for their meals. As a result, fowl dealers have taken advantage to slaughter and dress the birds. One of the dealers at Malata Market, Elom Gore, spoke about bird dressing.
Well, not exactly, because we've been doing this for the last 3 years, unless of course we redefine what new really is. But usually people want the birds dressed and cut as well to specification. So it's not exactly new, it's been ongoing for a while now. Over here we have machines that plug the feathers, so all that we do is to probably cut into pieces according to our customer specification. Well, over here, buying the bed is a major priority, so we actually dress for free. But at other places, they dress for 2 cedis per bed. The thing is, I don't think people prefer frozen chicken anyways, but they got stuck to it because they couldn't dress the bed. But now that they know that could be done for them, the patronage is much higher.
Most fowl dealers Radio Ghana spoke to indicated that their practice has led to increased sales. The next time you buy a bird, you can request for it to be slaughtered and dressed for you for free or for a fee.
Those are reports on the dressing of birds by Mary Atule.
The chief executive of the DVLA, Rudolph Beckley, has asked road users to drive responsibly during the Christmas and New Year festivities. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Mr. Beckley spelled out the role of road users and asked everybody to take safety precautions to ensure accident-free holidays.
the season has come to meet us again. And of course, around this time, there will be such a high demand for route travel and there will be an increase in mobility. And once we have increased mobility, so will the risks also increase. My message to my dear and cherished road user is that the only way we can stay safe within a road transport system is to ensure that we go by our responsibilities towards the use of the road. We all have our responsibilities depending on the kind of use of the road. If you are a pedestrian, your responsibility simply is to cross the road at a designated crossing point to stay safe in the road transport system. If you're a driver, your clear responsibility is to ensure that before you even bring the vehicle onto the road stream, basic checks are conducted on the vehicle to ensure that the vehicle is worthy to use the road. And you and yourself, the driver, you must ensure that the vehicle you are driving meets the class of license that has been given you by the licensing authority. As a passenger on board a vehicle, your responsibility is to ensure that you provide a congenial and conducive atmosphere for the driver to drive you in safety and comfort to your destination. If you are a bicyclist, you ensure that you appear in all the gears to ride a bicycle safely. If you are a motorcyclist, same. You appear in all the headgears, the crash helmets, and that is your responsibility towards the road use. If you all go by our clear responsibilities, we are contributing to the fact of road safety. On this note, I want to wish my valued and cherished road users a very Merry Christmas and a prosperous New Year. May the year 2014 come with good tidings and may we stay alive to meet it.
Rudolf Beckley is the CEO of the DVLA.
This news comes to you from Radio Ghana, Accra. The major stories: President Mahama on annual leave, committee report on Tobinco drug issue indicts both FDA and Tobinco Pharmaceuticals, police committed to reducing crime during Yuletide, UN chiefs ask Security Council to beef up security in South Sudan amid escalating fighting, and former Argentine President Fernando de la Rúa cleared of bribery charges. We'll be right back after that.
Radio Ghana, meeting the news challenge with credible information.
The news continues. The committee set up by the Ministry of Health to look into the Tobinco FDA fake drug saga yesterday presented its report to the sector minister, Shelly Aiti. The committee indicted both the Food and Drugs Authority and Tobinco Pharmaceuticals for lapses which culminated in the release of unregistered drugs into the country. The chairman of the committee and deputy health minister, Dr. Alfred Tiasugri, said the process of drug registration was found to be fraught with many challenges, including lack of transparency. For the details, here is Justice Mingo's report.
On the 27th of October this year, the Minister of Health, Shelly Aiti, out of concern about allegations and effects of these on the international reputation of the country, set up a ministerial committee chaired by the Deputy Sector Minister, Dr. Alfred Tiasugri. It was to review governance and leadership processes in the regulation of import, as well as stakeholder issues on importers and local producers, and advise the ministry on steps to take to avoid the recurrence of challenges. The five-member committee indicted both the Food and Drugs Authority and the Pharmaceuticals for sidestepping regulations related to the importation of drugs into the country. Dr. Tiasugri, the chairman of the committee, spelled out what went wrong.
We realized that there was a nonsense at the Food and Drugs Authority as a regulator. There's a drug registration committee within the Food and Drugs Authority, but that committee hardly met. In fact, we realized that for 4 years it never met. We also realized that there wasn't transparency when applications were sent to the Food and Drugs Authority for money to import these drugs. Sometimes to delay so much, and the information to the person who is applying for the permit might not come in good time, and or sometimes might not come at all. Apart from these lapses within the administration, we realized that when the drugs finally arrive at the port, the process of clearing the drugs from the port into the system has some challenges. And all those are supposed to be controlled by the regulator, the Food and Drug Authority. That's what Act 851 of Parliament gave them. One of the things we realized was that some companies, including Tobinco, brought in drugs which might not be registered or the registration had expired. And so when the drugs get to the harbor, the Food and Drugs Authority would give a permit, what we call detention permit. The Food and Drugs Authority failed to follow up to see to it that those drugs which came in, for which they are keeping their warehouses, are stored there and not distributed. No fake drug or serious drugs or substandard drug can enter this country if the Food and Drugs Authority is up and doing what they're supposed to be doing. If they are using the powers given to them by the Act 851. if the company is concerned are going to be fair over, they will not have done what they did. The people will not have released the drugs to the market, knowing very well that they were yet to be registered.
Dr. Sugri also indicated what the law says on the issue.
Parliament gave authority to the Food and Drugs Board, now Food and Drugs Authority, to as a regulator to control the entrance of fake drugs or substandard drugs into the country. That means that if you have to import a drug, there are some key things you have to do. One, you must register the drug with the Food and Drugs Authority, and in the course of that registration, you need to have some real analysis from a good laboratory from the country in which you are importing the drugs. And when the drugs are brought in here, after you have registered those drugs with the Food and Drugs Authority, you need to get a permit from the same Food and Drugs Authority to be able to take them out from the harbor.
Receiving the report, Madam Sherry Aite reprimanded the former chief executive of the Food and Drugs Authority, Dr. Kwabena Opuni, and the board chairman of FDA, Samuel Asante Boateng, for failing to appear before the committee. She said they will be referred to the chief of staff for disciplinary measures since they are public offices. Madam Aite elaborated further.
Sadly, the committee invited the board chairman of the Food and Drugs Authority and the former chief executive officer, but they all refused to appear before the committee. The report will be admitted, the recommendations will be implemented without prejudice to anybody. We'll also look at the collaboration between the Ghana Standards Authority and the Food and Drugs Authority, because the Ghana Standards Authority has all the requisite facilities that can be used to analyze any drugs intended into the country. It must be able to develop a working relationship between the Ghana Standards Authority and the Food and Drugs Authority.
Madam Shehaiti said Mr. Santibu Watin is also to be prosecuted on charges of conflict of interest for being the board chairman of FDA and at the same time being a consultant to Tobinco.
That was Justice Mingle's report.
The police have reiterated their commitment to reducing crimes during the Yuletide and beyond. Speaking on Benin the News last night, the Greater Accra Relations Public Relations Officer of the Service, DSP Freeman Tete, said the police are ever ready to protect lives and property. On the issue of the ban on banned firecrackers, he said the police are enforcing the ban to the letter. DSP Tete indicated that the police are collaborating with other stakeholders to halt the influx and use of firecrackers.
We have been embarking on public education since the ban came into force. That was the executive instrument one, public order, prohibition of explosive substances. So for so many years now, Kenyans have come to terms with the fact that explosives or knockouts are prohibited. The use of explosive or this knockout during festive occasions in all locations have been prohibited. We've done a lot of public education, public sensitization, not only the police, but other stakeholders involved in the fray to ensure that people become aware. But the fact still remains that you cannot say you are not aware of a law and that will serve as an excuse or you fall under it as a mistake. You can have a mistake of fact, but then not a mistake of law. So whether you are aware or not, once it's a law, then you have no excuse at all. It is the duty of the police to enforce it. It is the duty of other stakeholders to enforce this executive instrument. And we are working hard. But the dangerous aspect is that it can cause harm to people and it can result to fire outbreaks. So these are the reasons why we continue to hammer on it.
What happens to them, those who flout these orders?
Three of them are taken to court and they are sanctioned. Most often they are fined. But what I said is that we cannot go on a mass or a full-scale pursuing of those people. So what we do is that we go after just a few of them to serve as a deterrent. But at the end of the day, it's more or less part of the Christmas festivities. That is why it becomes a problem tackling it. But at the end of the day, we believe that it's a matter of time. All of us will come to terms with that and we'll have to bear in mind that it is a law that must be enforced so that when the police are coming fully after those people, nobody will complain.
Then comes the question, why do we have to allow these harmful missiles to enter the country if they are outlawed or banned?
As a police officer, I will not be in a position to answer. There are other stakeholders. Those are the entry point and the exit point. At the port, they have a responsibility there. At the border, there are people with full responsibility there. So they will be in a position to answer those questions. But in our case, we are enforcing the law within. So we have to make sure that whoever use it or process it is dealt with.
You mentioned other stakeholders. What has been the level of collaboration between the police and these stakeholders in enforcing the ban?
Well, at the policy level, there's been some collaboration. But, you know, we are very good at meeting and talking. So what is important is the reality on the ground is that it keeps on coming. So those are the things that all of us must look at and ensure that it hasn't come into the country.
DSP Freeman Tete said the fight against the use of firecrackers is on and will not hesitate to bring anyone found culpable to book. Adding his voice to the firecracker situation in the country, the coordinator of the West African Peace Building Institute, Francis Akwa Akins, said the situation is hyper-headed. He indicated that the enforcement of the ban on firecrackers requires a collaborative effort with other institutions, such as the Customs Division of the Ghana Revenue Authority.
The Public Utilities Regulatory Commission, PURC, has increased electricity and water tariffs for the first quarter of 2014, beginning January 1. Speaking to Radio Ghana, the Director of Public Relations and External Affairs of the PURC, Nanaya Jantua, said the increase was based on the automatic adjustment formula. She said it allows for a quarterly review of electricity and water tariffs to reflect changes in factors affecting operations considered to be beyond the control of utility providers. Electricity has gone up by 9.73%, while water has been increased by 6.80%.
The automatic adjustment formula is a tariff mechanism that seeks to look at movement in certain variables that affect the production of the utility as well as the tariff. So if you look at the variable of exchange rate, if you look at the inflation, the generation mix, the fuel mix, the load variation, you can see that there's an upward adjustment in the exchange rate and inflation. And also there is an increase in the load, that is the electricity that we are using, considering the season in which we are. I mean, automatically, nobody has control over these external factors, and it affects the tariff. So this one, it's nothing that we can do about. These factors affect the tariff because the utility service providers, most of their operations are in foreign currency. Inflation affects what they do, what they purchase. Largely with this tariff, three factors have affected it. That is the inflation, the exchange rate, and the load factor. Electricity has increased 9.73 across board, and water is 6.80 across all the classes.
Director of Public Affairs and External Relations of the PURC, Nanaya Jantua.
UN Chief Ban Ki-moon has urged the Security Council to add 5,500 UN troops to the 7,000-strong force in South Sudan amid escalating fighting there. His plea comes as new details emerge of alleged ethnic killings committed during more than a week of violence. Mr. Ban warned that anyone responsible for abuse would be held to account.
Argentina's former president, Fernando de la Rúa, has been cleared of bribery charges. An Argentine court yesterday found that Mr. De La Rúa was innocent of bribing senators to pass a controversial reform bill as the country's economy neared bankruptcy more than a decade ago.
So in the news, the main points again. President John Mahama has taken a short annual leave he started yesterday. The president and his family left Accra for the United Arab Emirates yesterday for the Christmas holidays. His second-in-command, Vice President Emeka Arthur, will act as president. The committee set up by the Ministry of Health to look into the Food and Drugs Authority Tobinco fake drug saga has indicted both organizations for the lapses that led to the release of unregistered drugs onto the market. And Argentine's former president, Fernando de la Rúa, has been cleared of bribery charges. The news was presented by Barbara Yakubu
and Jonathan Thompson in Accra.